This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 23rd of May 2021. Today we turn our attention to new amateurs by acknowledging those who have gained a new licence and by offering advice, information and resources to newcomers to amateur radio. Today we talk about operating portable, whether by choice or necessity, and Glenn and Chris will tell you about useful resources from RASA that are helpful to new amateurs. Helpful to anyone, really. And we have some local news about what's on and who's doing what, so let's get on with it.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, or the Radio and Electronics School and getting your foundation license. Ham College has a foundation weekend on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of June, and an assessment session on the following Saturday the 12th. As there is still some delay in getting exam papers from the AMC, please enrol at hamcollege.org.au as soon as possible. If getting to Perth for education and assessment is a problem, please let Ham College know so that they can work out a solution. Express an interest via hamcollege.org.au. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, renewed, or changed their four-letter F-call to a three-letter call sign license in the past month. At Advanced, Claire, hey, welcome back to the hobby, and we're pleased to see the old call back on the books, and that you will shortly be assessing again. And to Heinrich, Matthew, Ferry, Fred and Eli, and at Foundation, Rudy, Lee, Shane, Daryl and Colin. That's a good haul for April and May. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,400 amateur licenses held in VK6 today.
Thanks for the 5 and 5. You're about the same, 5 and 5. You're also 5 and 5. Operator name is Martin. Mike Alpha Romeo Tango Italy November. And we're running portable station.
Mike, many of you may have seen the recent post on the WA Hams email list with a video of Marty VK6RC working portable on the North Mole at Fremantle Harbour. The audio was of him working M0TBS, Toby, in England on 20 metres. Marty's setup was fairly basic, even though he was using the latest and greatest in portable transceivers. The radio was in the boot of his car, along with a couple of motorcycle-sized batteries and an amplifier. The antenna was a commercially made vertical antenna mounted on a tripod. The bloke in England that he was talking to, Toby, works portable all the time because his neighbours aren't amateur radio friendly. As someone entering the hobby, you may encounter obstacles to setting up your station at home. You may live in a flat or units, have neighbours who object to your antennas, or worse still, one of those clusters of dwellings where a body corporate dictates how often you flush the toilet, let alone have an antenna up on the roof. And we haven't even mentioned the spousal attenuator. There's a book to be written on that subject. To borrow a phrase from Douglas Adams, don't panic. Something we as amateurs seem to thrive on is adversity, overcoming difficulties or obstacles that impede our progress. Amateurs are propelled by an infinite improbability drive, described by Adams as a wonderful new method of crossing interstellar distances in a mere nothingth of a second, without tedious mucking about in hyperspace. The more hopeless our situation, the more we're propelled into making it work. The beauty of working portable, apart from all that healthy outdoor life stuff, is that you're only limited by your imagination when it comes to what you can do to achieve your aim of getting on air and making some noise in the great outdoors. I'm Bob VK6POP.
VK6 Radio 2, my signal report, please.
Yeah, about 5 and 5, 55, 5 by 5, over.
Roger, roger, on the 5 and 5. There's a lot of QS Baker on the bank, and but you're definitely in the affordable station. Many thanks for the contact. I'm going to lose you in a second.
And as a footnote, that was a genuine fade on the band. It wasn't a fade that was caused by my audio editing. Anyway, let's move on.
Hello everyone, this is Chris VK3QB from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. If you're new to the hobby of amateur radio, you may well be feeling a little overwhelmed and uncertain about how to set up your first station. What sort of radio and antenna are suitable for your operating preferences? What can you expect from your existing setup, and what options are practical to improve your on-air performance? What type of antenna will work best given your preferred bands and property limitations? Well, we've created two free online resources to help you get started and ask for a little help as you come across problems or are looking for pragmatic solutions. Amateur Radio Tech Support, or ARTS, is online, it's free, and it offers knowledge-based articles to help you with some of the basic and not-so-basic stuff. If you can't find what you're looking for, or perhaps want to ask some questions, or need a little email or phone support, then you can raise a support ticket. To access ARTS, just head to our webpage and follow the link. Our website can be found at vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs.org. The other online resource is called QRM Guru, and it's dedicated to help you understand and resolve local noise issues. As you get more involved in the hobby, especially HF, you almost certainly suffer from radio frequency interference, or QRM. This resource offers a host of articles, videos, case studies, and supporting documents to assist you in identifying and suppressing your local noise. You can access it by visiting qrm.guru. That's qrm.guru. We also provide support via the ticketing system in ARTS. So if you'd like a little bit of extra help, just submit your questions via the ARTS ticketing system. Welcome to Amateur Radio, and we hope you'll check out these free resources. 73, this is Chris of VK3QB.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
You heard earlier on in the new amateurs segment about some of the reasons why you might either consider or be forced to operate your radio station portable. Portable, in dictionary definitions, means able to be easily carried or moved. In most cases, one would expect that to be literally true. You carry your equipment to wherever it's going to be used. In amateur radio definitions, however, portable means a bit more. Our licensing regime is based on the assumption that there's this thing called an apparatus, that is, your radio station, and that it's located at the address nominated by the licensee. It says so right there on the license. But we know that that's simply not the case, because a person can be the holder of an amateur radio license without owning a single piece of amateur radio equipment. The term apparatus license is a hangover from the days gone by, and the result is, until the ACMA gets around to updating the Act and its definitions, it will stay that way. What we all really know, or should learn pretty quickly, is that it is in fact us, the amateurs, who are licensed to transmit, according to the conditions described in the regulations. Note the use of the word transmit. We can do anything we like in radio, however, our license and the regulations kick in when we transmit. Having got the rules out of the way and getting back to the point of operating portable, let's have a quick look at some of the ways you can quickly and effectively get on air and portable. Let's quickly go back to the definition of portable. In amateur radio terms, portable means you're operating away from the registered station address. Simple, really. The car, the park, across the road, or a jetty, the North Mole, anywhere that's not your station's home address. If you've seen portable stations in action, you might be a bit put off, especially when viewing a club entry in a contest, because the world's your oyster when it comes to portable operation. The obvious things you need are transceiver, power supply, battery, generator, solar boost for battery, and so on. Depending on your antenna type, you may need an antenna tuner, and you may need some sort of ground, be it ground stake or ground plane, or a wire dangling into the ocean, It's one of those things where you can be creative. Antennas are a huge variable. You can spend hundreds of dollars on ready-made contraptions that will work with varying degrees of success, or you could find some instructions and make wire antennas. The thing with wire antennas is that you'll need a skyhook on which to hoist the antenna far enough above the ground to be effective. Some use a squid pole, a telescopic fiberglass pole, or a nearby structure. Trees are good, if there are trees around. Sling a light cord over the tree and hoist up the wire. You won't hear a lecture on building a wire antenna here today. Ask Mr. Google about them. There's a huge amount of information about making wire antennas for portable use. And in the end, making wire antennas is like knitting a jumper. If it doesn't quite work out, you can unravel it and use the wire to knit, or make another antenna.
VK6 Fox Whiskey Charlie Baker, VK6 FJLM. It only seems like yesterday that was me putting out my very first CQ call. Having been involved in radio since 1977 with the 80s CB craze and working multiple countries on 27 megs over many years, the amateur bug hit me in 1982 as a 16-year-old boy, regularly visiting the Dick Smith stores, looking at the radio masterpieces on display, daydreaming about how I could afford such an exquisite piece of equipment. Alas, in 1983, I discovered the amateur licensing requirements of Morse code, and after listening for months on end, my amateur dreams ended, having not been able to master the art of Morse code. Roll forward 35 years of being an avid shortwave listener to when my teenage dream of becoming an amateur became reality. I still remember leaving work, having checked the ACMA website, and leaving disgruntled, and pulling into the Bunnings car park in Balcatta at 4 o'clock, I checked the ACMA website again on my phone, and there, in all its glory, was VK6 FJLM granted. So what did I do at that very moment? I keyed the mic, of course, on RAP, and spoke with CS Steve and Alistair as my first ever amateur contacts. In fact, it was the 13th of July, 2018, coming up for 3 years since my first contact, but it seems like 10 years ago, as I've crammed so much into my time in the hobby. Building a homebrew 80-metre loop and 2-metre 70-sim Yagis were my beginnings in radio, transmitting from under my patio, before upgrading with a big move into my shed, all the while eager to learn and experiment on my trusty Kenwood 440 and Wuxon handheld. With the first 6 months of being an F-call, all about picking the brains of the experts, from VK6 Lima Bravo taking the time to talk me through repeater workings, while I was talking to him from the freezing cold of Manjimup midwinter, to my first WADX contact with Trevor and Max down south, these initial contacts kept me riveted to amateur radio. Nothing stands still in this hobby, as I've learnt in my time. Plucking up the courage to upgrade to standard license, and having now perfected VHF-UHF Yagi builds, and expanding on my humble antenna beginnings, to now proudly displaying 8 antennas covering all bands, and acquiring new radios and test equipment. And then, 6 months ago, came the real turning point for me, determined to get out of that shed, and I mean a shed, and become a serious amateur. I designed a purpose-built radio shack with all the trappings, and with the generosity of some fellow hams, set about constructing the Shack Deluxe, which is now my pride and joy. So where to from here, having accomplished so much in under 3 years? Simple. It's called enjoyment. Enjoyment of the hobby, and amateur radio can be whatever you want it to be. They say amateur radio is a hobby, which is true. But what is a hobby? For me, a hobby is pursuing something you enjoy, of which you derive satisfaction, and in doing so, obtain new friendships. This, to me, epitomises amateur radio. I enjoy it so much, and have now met many new people who are now called friends. Cole, Jace, Brett, Graham, Bob, and many others, to name a few. so my journey is almost 3 years young. But for me to describe my journey into my second hobby of amateur radio would be best summed up with the word pride. Why pride, you say? Because I have pride in the fact I never gave up on my dream as a teenager of becoming an amateur. Pride in what I have achieved to date in radio, and pride in knowing my life is better for knowing other amateurs. That's my journey in amateur radio to date. If you're just waking up after listening to this boring news item, you can blame Bob, as apparently we were short on content this week, and no one wants to contribute to our News West broadcast, so I had to help the boss out and come up with something. Actually, no, we are all to blame. So let's do something about it and send in a newsworthy contribution to vk6.net. 73s.
I think we told you last week that we're just a bit excited about Perth Tech. In fact, I think we've been telling you how excited we are for a couple of weeks now. I need to be clear about something with Perth Tech. Nothing's set in concrete, apart from the date and the venue. We've called for abstracts from potential presenters, and so we wait for their responses. If we get no presenters, I'll have to filibuster all day with a 7-hour presentation on the private lives of the South African flowering walnut, or some other equally riveting topic. But don't panic, I doubt we'll have to talk about the walnuts. So what's changed in a week? I've had an inquiry asking if someone can park their camper overnight at the venue, so I'm following up on that one, and it may be possible for others to do the same. And there's been another radical suggestion that I won't even hint at yet, except that it exists. And if that one comes good, another door of possibilities will open for Perth Tech, so I'm working on that one. We told you that Perth Tech costs money to make it happen, and to raise that money, we'll be running a raffle. And I can tell you now that the first prize is an ICOM 705, complete with the backpack that comes with it, value about $2,000, and more on the raffle as it comes together. And we've been lucky to have generous offers of support from sponsors, both local and interstate, and we haven't even asked anyone yet, so potential sponsors, don't feel left out, we'll be talking to you soon. Our new venue has more space than the last one, and we can comfortably handle a larger audience than before, so don't hold back. The challenge has been issued to our colleagues in the East, the dark side, to come into the light and attend Perth Tech, so please encourage your friends from over there to come over here. And one more thing, there's no public transport to Gidgegan up, so it may be wise to offer ride sharing. There may be some folk unable to drive themselves there, and I'm sure there will be. But anyway, we'll give regular updates as Perth Tech evolves, and let's see what it looks like when we finally get there.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
This is VK6ARN.
The DX Zone is the largest human-created and maintained library of websites dedicated to amateur radio. It currently lists 20,000-plus links, organized into 600-plus categories and subcategories. Ham radio operators have been viewing new sites every day since 1998 for potential inclusion in the directory and to evaluate the best place to list them. That's what the DX Zone website says about itself. So let's take a look. DX Zone is a vast resource for amateurs, covering just about anything you'd want to explore in this diverse hobby. It's a good resource for budding amateurs to bookmark and refer to when kicking off on developing another part of your hobby. I think one of the DX Zone's unique features is that it's not someone's personal collection of ideas and projects. It's more of an index to what other people have published. One very useful feature is a list, published weekly, of best links of the week, and annually they publish the top 20 links of the year. The 2020 best links listed features two Australian links. Number 7 on the list is to an item called, quote, The Truth About Ferrites on QRM.guru, a site supported and promoted by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, developed and maintained by Ian VK3 Bravo Uniform Foxtrot. Number 20 on the list is an item by Doug VK4 Alpha Delta Charlie, labelled How to Home Make Antenna Traps with material you can easily find and how to properly tune it. Congratulations to Ian and Doug for making the big time on global scale. The web address for DX Zone is dxzone.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Glenn, VK4DU, the president of RASA. Are you new to the hobby? Just got your license? RASA have a publication just for you. Our Welcome to Amateur Radio guidebook provides an introduction to our hobby for newly licensed amateurs. The book is published digitally as a PDF file. It contains practical information on setting up your first station and getting on air. The book may be downloaded for free from our website at vkradioamateurs.org. Cheers for now.
John, VK6NU, will be on Rottnest Island this week, the 25th to the 27th, and that's Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, activating the island as Islands on the Air, OC164. John said he's hoping to operate on 10, 15, 20 and 40 metres on both CW and sideband. John advised that we listen from 0600 UTC, and that's 1400 Western Standard Time, as it's pretty dead up to that time here in WA. John will be using his usual call sign, VK6NU, portable. Good luck with the activation, John, and I guess if propagation is lousy, you can entertain the quokkas in between overs. During the week, Wayne VK6JR advised that the Dunsborough Beacons VK6RBS are back in service at the Dunsborough Yacht Club. The 70cm beacon is about 1 kHz low, that is 432.559 MHz. However, it can't be adjusted without the proper ICOM software, so it hasn't been done yet. It's putting out 5 watts to a 5-element Yagi pointing towards Perth. The 23cm beacon is about right at 1296.560 MHz, putting out 10 watts into a pair of 7-element Yagis, slot-fed, also pointing towards Perth. Wayne said that the keying of the repeaters is a bit ordinary, but at least it's distinctive. He attempted to tidy it up, but he thinks he'll just replace the keyer next time the beacons are on the bench. Wayne said both beacons are a bit primitive and should be replaced, but due to such little activity on those bands, it's not worth putting much time into it. Wayne's preference is to remove the 70cm and 23cm beacons and substitute them with 6 and 2 metres, where there remains a small amount of activity around the state. Wayne suggests that we have a listen on 144.560 for a partially finished beacon running at times from his QDH in Yallingup. Did you get that frequency? 144.560. This beacon runs CW and RTTY. The RF output is either 30 watts or 3 watts, depending on battery voltage and heatsink temperature. A 6-meter version, 50.306, is also complete, and it ran last summer. It was logged all over Australia. This beacon signs VK6JR/H on 30 watts, or VK6JR/L on 3 watts. And thanks, Wayne, for the update.
The News West monthly Club Focus program is coming up soon. In fact, it's next week. You know how it goes. We seek items from clubs to promote the club, brag about what the club did recently, or to let members and others know what's coming up. If your club wasn't represented in last month's Club Focus, it's because someone didn't send the stuff in. If your club doesn't have a club publicity officer, feel free to jump in and put up an article for your club. A quick shout out to a few clubs. Buenos Dias, Bunbury Radio Club. Greetings to the Geraldton Amateur Radio Group. Howdy to the Hills Amateur Radio Group. Namast, Northern Corridor Radio Group. Paging, the Peel Amateur Radio Group. Salom, Southern Electronics Group. What's Up, Western Australian Repeater Group. What's Happening, Wyson, Western Australia. At News West, we'd love to hear from you. All contributions must be received by noon Friday. Earlier is even better. We prefer MP3 mono 256 kilobit quality. If you can't do MP3, another format is okay, but please use the highest quality available to you. If you can't record, no matter. Write to us to let the News West team know what you've been up to. Our email address again is newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Roy VK6, X-Ray Victor. With this week's helpline for the 23rd of May, 2021. We've got this far, we might as well keep on paddling up the creek. And today we're looking for help for a amateur in Balladura. Bob Howard is his name, VK6 Hotel Juliet. He has a bit of a disability and would like some help with setting up a VHF station, or VHF receiver at least. Anyway, if you can contact Jeff, who is liaising with him to help him out, Jeff may be contacted on 0428 712 271. Again, that's 0428 712 271, and that's for help with setting up a VHF station for Bob, VK6 Hotel Juliet. That item came from Ian, VK3 Wheel Jalopy. He's up at Derby at the moment, or heading onto the Gibb River Road, in fact. Thank you, Ian. And today I also have available to a new home a QMAC HF miniature sideband transceiver for sale. A QMAC Electronics HF90 military grade HF sideband transceiver, which has been programmed with amateur radio frequencies 160 through 10 metres and Austravel and VKS737 or so. It's a smallish radio, nice little unit, 220 millimetres by 107 millimetres by 40 millimetres, runs off 12 volt or 24 volt, sold as the smallest performance HF sideband transceiver, so it says here. The radio is capable of 50 watts output, PEP, has 255 memories, can be reprogrammed either low sideband or upper sideband and with cell call, and has a list of frequencies currently programmed to it. The radio is recently upgraded by a former QMAC technician with latest memory board and enable the reprogramming from the hand microphone. If you're interested in that, it's $700 asking price, and it comes with a companion microphone, programming software, leads, wire, antenna, suitable miniature speaker and rugged hard case and documentation. Contact Steve, VK6 Victor Zulu. His email address is Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo November Victor Kilo 6 Victor Zulu at TPG Tango Papa Golf at .com.au. Again, that's Sierra Tango Echo Victor Kilo 6 Victor Zulu at TangoPapaGolf.com.au. Next item I'm looking for wanted is a ATU for receiving only. Cosmetic appearance not important. RXTX, that's if it does that, that's okay. And also looking for a Moonraker disc cone VHF UHF antenna. Contact Philip on mobile 0434 431112, 0434 431112. I also have from Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, an ICOM 706 Mark 1 transceiver, operates HF 6 metres, 2 metres, VHF, excellent working condition, ideal mobile radio, asking $550. That's from Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, telephone 0408 688903, 0408 688903. The email is victorkilo6bravosierraalpha@iinet.net.au/uniform. Again, that's vk6bravosierraalpha@indianovemberechotango.net.au. That's all I have for today, and thank you once again for listening. 7-3 to everyone, and if you have anything for next week, please contact me. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the address. victorkilo6xrayvictoria@bigpond.com, and that's it for me. 7-3.
Welcome aboard to those who have just entered the hobby, and welcome back to those who have returned. One means of finding out what works or getting help is to join an amateur radio club. In next week's Club Focus episode of News West, you'll hear about what clubs are doing around the place. Previously, I mentioned sponsors for Perth Tech. I wasn't joking when I'd said we'd like more. It costs about $50 a head to stage Perth Tech, and we're only asking you for lunch money. So, budding sponsors, we'll accept cash or the donation of prizes for the day raffle or door prizes. There are so many opportunities for individuals or clubs to support Perth Tech. Let me count the ways. Thanks to the team this week, Mike, Jeff and Roy and Andrew doing the filing and answering the phones. Thanks also to casual contributors. And I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer, still. Please stay around for the callbacks, then get on air and see how much noise you can make during the week.